A growing conflict between neighbors.
You had some vines on your property. They were encroaching on the defendant's property.
The vines have been there for about 30 years.
Who cares? They don't want them there.
Can they find common ground?
They said, we'd like to cut the vine off of the top of the carport.
Why didn't you pay a gardener to cut them? You were the nuisance, not them.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Christy Wilson is suing her neighbors, Mark Feit and wife Kara Kelly, for purposely destroying plants on her property.
Order. All rise.
Case number 172 on the calendar, the matter Wilson versus Feit Kelly.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Wilson, the defendants are your neighbors. They have property that touches your property. You had some vines on your property. Those vines were growing out of control. They were encroaching on the defendant's property. It is your claim that when the defendant trimmed the vines, he not only trimmed the vines that were encroaching on his property, but he trimmed the vines that were on your property as well.
That is correct.
And you want to be compensated for that.
Yes.
And I assume that you have a video to show me what the vines looked like.
Lots of pictures.
I'd like to take a look at them.
Okay.
How long have you been neighbors?
7 months now.
How long have you lived there?
7 months.
And Ms. Wilson, how long have you lived in your house?
5 years, 3 months.
You have any photographs for me?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at your photographs. Very hard to see this. I'm showing you this picture. Is this your house?
No.
This is your house?
Yes.
Okay. And are these the vines that you have reference to?
What's left of them.
Okay. And do you have a picture here of what they looked like before?
Yes.
From the same angle?
Oh, similar angle.
Well, similar is not the same. I'm giving you back your pictures and show me what the vines looked like before they were cut. And these are the vines that we're talking about?
Yes.
These. Is this the vine that you're talking about?
Yes.
Because there are vines that go all the way across. Is this the mothership for these vines?
No.
No.
So you're just talking about this one vine?
There was actually five of them.
I have a mothership vine.
Here's a better indication of it. And then this is the one. These are the ones that survived.
Listen. Bird, you have your pen, trusty pen? Great. Have her circle exactly what she's talking about, what foliage she's talking about, before and after. And have her put the words before and after.
Okay.
Circle. Don't show me a whole picture. I'm not interested in a whole picture. I'm interested in solely, only the vine that you're talking about, because you have, there's lots of greenery back there, and I'm old and I don't like to get confused.
Let me be clear.
Mm-hmm.
This is here?
Mm-hmm. This is this.
I'm telling this you now, Ms. Wilson, if you confuse Bird, you're definitely going to confuse me.
I'm not confused.
He looks confused. I've known him for 35 years. He definitely looks confused.
Give me a moment here. So, this is this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. After.
Yeah. Good luck.
Okay.
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 So, this is after. This is before.
Right,
this
that's
whole
the before,
thing.
And that's this.
This whole this part here, thing.
Yep.
Before.
Now that's over my carport.
Just a second. And it looks to me as if your vine extends all the way over to some structure over here.
That's correct.
And that structure belongs to him.
That is correct.
All right. Great. Now I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay. So that your vine encroached on his property. This much, at least, which is what I can see, to the top of, is it your carport?
Oh, halfway up my roof, over the carport.
Oh, so it was over your home and the carport?
Yes.
Okay. So when you moved in 7 months before, did you have a conversation with Ms. Wilson About the vine.
It was a Wednesday prior to that, so it was the 27th of May.
And who had the conversation with Ms. Spilson?
I had the conversation.
I approached them.
She approached me in my carport.
Just a second. You approached them, why?
We were having a spring cleanup in the park, and between our carports was some sagging lattice. And I inquired if we could remove the sagging lattice, and they said yes. And at that point, they said, we would like to cut the vine off of the top of the carport. And I said, that would be fine, but I would like to keep the privacy that's there and don't cut it off of the fence and try to keep it so we still have the beauty and the privacy. And they agreed that they would not damage it. And I went, okay, that they would just take it off the top.
Well, let me add, just a second.
Yes.
Why didn't you pay a gardener to go in and cut them and remove them? Because after all, you were the nuisance, not them. So if your nuisance is on their property, they shouldn't have to clean up your nuisance. You have to clean up your nuisance. Why didn't you, when they said to you, because you had certain restrictions, and your restrictions were, I like my privacy, I like the green, I know it's there, but I don't, so you have to promise me that you're not gonna hurt them because I like the privacy. Why didn't you say to them, listen, that's my responsibility. I bought my property because I like the property the way it is. I like the privacy. And since it's wrong for me to allow my lovely greenery to encroach on your property, I will take care of having the vines cut and removed from the top of your home and the top of your carport.
The vines had been there for about 30 years.
Who cares? Okay. They've already explained to you that they don't want them there. Then it's your responsibility to take 30 years worth of growth off their property. You didn't do that.
No, I didn't.
You can't complain to me that they didn't do it the way you wanted to do it. No way. No way. That's your responsibility. I've had homes for years. Something on my property is encroaching on a neighbor's property, and I want to maintain it the same way as it looks now, then I say, you know what? I'll get a gardener, or I'll do it my... Put your hand down. I'll get a gardener, or I'll do it myself. They were being nice. I wouldn't have been so nice. I would have said, chop it off. I don't care how I chop it off. It's going to get off my house. It's encroaching on my house. Bugs come. Ants come. Vermin come. That's where they live, in vines. So, Ms. Wilson, your vines were destroyed. That comes in the category of too bad. If you wanted them maintained a certain way, you should have removed them from their house.
He stood on a ladder, reached down, and chopped in my yard.
You should have removed them from your house. As soon as your neighbors said to you, we don't like your vines crawling up our house. Fine, I'm sorry. When I take down the lattice, I'm going to have it taken care of. I'm going to have a gardener come in and have them remove them and take them away, and it'll cost me $500, but I will do that. Then you would have had it done the way you liked it. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in a matter of Lozano versus Rodriguez. Step forward.
26-year-old April Lozano is suing her husband's cousin, Lily Jo Rodriguez, for the return of furniture she stole from her.
Ms. Lozano, the defendant is your husband's cousin, and it is your claim that some 2 years ago, you and your family, including your husband and children, moved in with the defendant. You found yourself in a situation where you didn't have a home.
Yes.
She took you into her home. 2 years later, you're suing her because you say she kept some of your furniture. She says she has none of your stuff. Whatever was there, you abandoned when you left. She got rid of it. She's got a counterclaim that's also 2 years old. Now, who is this?
This is her sister. This is my witness to the furniture that had got moved out.
Where's your husband?
He couldn't make it, so she came in instead to fill his spot. But she saw my furniture get moved and everything. She helped her sister out in disposing the furniture.
When did you move out of her house?
August 3rd, when we had our incident with the police.
August 3rd?
Of 2012.
2 years ago?
Yes.
And how long did you live in her house?
3 months.
Why?
I lived there because the home that we were moving to wasn't ready yet till a couple more months, so we went ahead and moved all our furniture there just to kind of buy us time until the home was ready.
Great. Now, you want to tell me what happened in the beginning of August when you moved out?
What happened was my daughter, she had came to me personally and told me that Lily Jo had put a knife out on her, which is one of the main reasons why I did not...
Just a second. And how old is your daughter?
She's 7.
So assuming this hearsay I'm listening to, and your daughter came and told you that the defendant took a knife,
yes,
took a knife on her, pointed a knife at her.
Yes.
So what did you do?
I comfort.
No, what did you say to her?
I told her that it was going to be okay, that Lily Jo wasn't going to no longer watch her, and that we were going to
okay.
be doing her stuff.
So Miss Rodriguez was also watching her?
She did. She'd watched them twice.
Why?
Because she had children of her own, so she told me, let me watch them or whatnot, and then that's when that incident happened.
Let me watch them.
Like,
where were you?
I was at work.
So she was babysitting while you were working?
Yes.
And your husband was working?
Yes.
And how many days did she do that?
Just twice.
And who watched them the other times?
I would take them with work with me because I worked in childcare at that time, and now I have my own business in childcare. So they would go with me to work in the daycare.
All right. Yeah. So this second time she watched them, let me just follow you. The second time she watched them, your daughter complained about her actions to you.
Yes.
So what did you do?
I actually talked to my husband, and we decided to go ahead and just kind of like slowly move some things out because things were starting to progress, and that was kind of like the last straw for us.
What do you mean? I don't understand that. That's a lot of mushy talk. You started to move things out where?
In my vehicle, I actually loaded some clothing because I was going to try to get some of my stuff because we wanted to move out.
To where?
We were going to actually move to the house already because it was already going to be ready. So we were gonna move my furniture and some of my things out, but I only had a chance to get my clothing. I didn't get a chance to get anything else because then Ms. Rodriguez showed up in a hurry in her vehicle and trying to grab the keys out of my hands for the back apartment.
This doesn't all sound really right to me. Something's really, really off here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why didn't you sue her in 2012?
Because she made this threat that this is how we roll with the gun in her hand.
Ms. Lozano, I don't believe anything you're telling me.
And later today.
When you're married, you have community property, you have joint debts, you have joint assets. We don't have that for almost marrieds, unfortunately, so I don't have to deal with that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. April Lozano says her husband's cousin, Lily Jo Rodriguez, owes for the return of stolen furniture. Lily Jo is countersuing for property damage, assault, and slander.
All right. According to your complaint, you left all your furniture there 2 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. So you move into a new house with no furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And now I assume you have furniture.
Yes.
In September of 2012, where were you?
I was in my home already, and I had noticed that she had already posted some stuff on Facebook of my furniture.
Why didn't you sue her in 2012?
Because my husband was telling me just to wait since he was cousins, you know, or whatnot. But then the next year, she just kept bashing and kept putting more stuff on Facebook of my furniture. And she just kept putting things like she doesn't care about me and all this stuff. And then she even made this threat that this is how we roll with the gun in her hand.
Miss Lozano, I don't believe anything you're telling me. And I don't care, actually, after 2 years. If you were interested in getting your furniture back, because you now have a fully furnished house, and if you were sincerely interested in getting your furniture, you would have come to court, and exactly as you did now, 2 years ago.
Well, she is violent. She is threatening.
You think the last 2 years?
Yes.
Just a second. You think
okay.
the last 2 years made her less violent?
No.
So then why are you coming now?
Because the time in August, I have a CPS report that she had called against me and my family, and she had stated that my children were getting abused.
Just a second. What year?
2012, August.
Why didn't you sue her in 2012? Is my question. If she kept your furniture in 2012.
Because of this, Your Honor.
Just a second. If she kept your furniture in 2012 and she made a report.
Yes.
In 2012.
Yes.
Why are you waiting until 2014 to bring it to court?
Because I have a daycare that I just opened up, and she kept, I was afraid that she was going to be threatening and calling licensing towards my center, because that's,
yeah, that's
the kind
not
of person
a reason
she
to
is.
Sue her now. Not a reason. Now, let's get to your stupid counterclaim. Stupid. Let's hear your counterclaim.
well, actually, I'm not going to do a counterclaim at this
Great!
Moment.
Then I can say goodbye to both of you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
All right, Judge, you may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Mounts versus Pullen. Step forward.
Crystal Mounts is suing her ex-boyfriend, James Pullen, for half the cost of a camper and camping spot, the return of property, and stolen money.
Miss Mounts, you and Mr. Pullen lived together for a period of time. How long, Mr. Pullen?
3 years.
And you have one child?
Actually, I have more than one child. We have one child that we raised together.
How many children do you have?
I have 8.
How many live with you?
None.
Mr. Pullen and you, when you say you raised a child together, when you met, you were already pregnant, according to you, and you have a daughter whose name is Savannah. And Mr. Pullen and his mother are raising that child now
correct.
That you've separated. Is that correct?
All from day one.
And you agree with that?
Correct.
Do you see Savannah?
Yes.
How often?
Every other weekend.
Judge, I didn't know that it was going to be a case about this. I would have brought documentation to prove. Since September, she's seen her daughter 3 times.
Okay, got it. It's not about this. It's about my understanding what's going on here. And Ms. Mounts, just for my own information, I assume that you pay child support.
I'm currently unemployed.
So the answer is you don't pay child support.
Correct.
This is what you want. And the two of you were never married. Also correct?
Correct.
Lovely. Okay. Here's your claim twofold. You say first, when you were together, you had a camper and you participated in paying for that camper. Now that you're no longer together, you want half the cost of the camper because he's still using the camper. And you want property that you left inside the camper, and that in addition to that, you prepaid the campsite for 2 years, so you want him to pay you back for that.
For 1 year of it, yes.
1 year. You don't get any of that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you have an order of custody for her?
A guardianship.
Through the courts?
Yes.
Do you get any money from the state?
No.
Does your mother?
No.
Oh, it's not an answer. That was in May of this year. And then you took that car loan out, that's $16,500, and you deposited it in your bank account.
Correct.
First, I would like to know the name of the company that gave you $16,500 if you're not working.
At the time, I was working. I was employed. Correct.
Were you paying support in May?
I have paid child support. It's...
Were you paying support in May?
Yes, Your Honor.
How much and to whom?
$100 a month, and it was through the Child Support Enforcement Unit of Genesee County.
Now, that was in May, so we're talking about just a few months ago, right?
Correct.
When was the last time you received child support from Ms. Mounts?
Never.
Why not?
They receive services.
She's collected child or social services all her life. I don't know what goes
do
on with
work?
That situation. I do, yes.
And you're supporting Savannah?
Yes.
Let's be very clear. Mr. Pullen, not that it's necessarily relevant, I'm going to get back to $16,500 that you put in her bank. Is Savannah in foster care?
No.
Do you have an order of custody for her?
A guardianship.
Through the courts?
Yes.
Is it a subsidized guardianship? Is it a subsidized, you're a very smart man, Mr. Pullen, you know what that means. Do you get any money from the state?
No.
Does your mother?
No.
Oh, it's not an answer.
No, she gets medical, that's it.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so she says that she got the $16,500. She put it in her bank because she was going to buy a new car, and you emptied it out of her bank. Did you ever do that?
She's a convicted felon.
Shh.
No.
Did
no.
you take money out of her bank?
No.
Did you take money out of a joint account?
Never had an account together at all.
Prove it.
Your Honor, I was
prove
told,
it.
I was told by the bank that they would not give me anything because the account was in both of our names, and he has since taken me off of the account.
Show me that you put money into it. Show me where you got the money to put into it.
It was through the bank.
Goodbye, Miss Mounts.
Whatever.
Bye, cookie pie.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A blow up on their block.
He said, I'll take you. I was trying to figure out what does that mean exactly. He's not going to hit me, is he? And he slugged me hard right behind the ear, the back part of my skull.
Next Judge Judy.
He still loves me. He wishes we could work things out.
I was in love with her, but that was 8 months ago.
Drop that.
So it showed her true colors and the true person she is.
Glad it's done.
Oh, the child's in my hands and well taken care of.